Local residents trickle into a daytime information session at the Lutheran Church in Petersburg, where the Forest Service set up tables for different specialties on the forest. Staffers specializing in timber and roads, hydrology, archaeology, fish and wildlife, and recreation prepare to hear local ideas for activities or improvements on national forest land. Tongass Forest Supervisor Earl Stewart explains the process is a different way of looking at projects and was started on national forest land in the lower 48 about 5 to 6 years ago.
And so instead of the agency developing a proposal and sending it out for comments and feedback, we take the local community's concepts and ideas and then lift those up as that proposal. So the ideas and the thoughts that come up from Cake or from Kuprinoff or Petersburg or Wrangell will help formulate that initial proposal that will then go out for the National Environmental Policy Act and Notice of Intent analysis process.
The planning effort, called the Central Tongass Landscape Level Analysis, seeks to identify and authorize multiple different types of projects for the next 10 to 15 years. The effort could mean new timber sale offerings or tree thinning, recreation projects, stream restoration, or other fish habitat work. The agency's past practice for the required environmental review under the National Environmental Policy Act has been to propose one specific action, like a timber sale or stream restoration, and then do analysis on that action alone. It's only the second time for this approach on the Tongass. The first is on the 1.8 million acres of land on Prince of Wales and surrounding islands. In that instance, a committee of representatives from Prince of Wales communities and tribal governments, timber companies, and conservation groups helped to generate a proposed action.
So they provided their proposal, I think it was June 5th of 2017. So that is the proposed action now that Prince of Wales landscape level analysis is going through and assessing.
That proposed action on Prince of Wales recommends continued harvest of old-growth trees along with a wide variety of education, stream and culvert restoration, fish and deer habitat work, and recreation projects. Petersburg District Ranger Dave Zimmerman hopes to have some collaborative groups similar to the ones for Prince of Wales.
Being on different islands, all of our communities here, it's tougher here. But it would be sweet if during this process we had different focus groups that would get together and then and work with us. I don't mind working individually either, and we'll do that to begin with, or however long before maybe someone steps up. So at least by the end of this project, I would sure like to have some collaborative groups, a whole range of philosophies, so we can work together and do the best thing for the communities associated with this district and with the Wrangell District.
The agency has already had some input on the Central Tongass analysis, and the Forest Service's interdisciplinary team leader, Carrie Case, sums up some of that.
So we have had some input so far, a host of things. No new roads, more roads, paddle trail campsites. So that's a great example of where would these campsites be? What would they look like? You know, do you want a platform, a leveled site, how much development, that sort of thing. More timber harvest, less timber harvest, increased protections of upland fish habitat. So a little bit of everything. So that's the kind of information we're here to gather today.
Forest Service officials fielded questions on timber harvest levels for this part of the forest and responded that the Petersburg and Wrangell districts would likely produce some portion of the forest-wide 10-year target of 470 million board feet. Some attending the session were interested in access to timber on Mitkoff Island. Petersburg resident Seth Perry wants the agency to take steps to make it legal to cut firewood for sale to others, something he says is done on the Wrangell District.
In the Wrangell District, they've come up with a tag program where you can buy tags from the Forest Service and tag your loads of wood as they come out of the woods, and they can keep track of everything and they can keep the numbers and see what's going where, and it's working out pretty good for them.
The Forest Service is hoping to publish a purpose and need statement and a proposed action by this May. After that, the agency will be developing alternatives and hopes to have a draft environmental impact statement out by sometime later this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.